brought to you by Penguin. The Hong Kong Diaries, written and read by me, Chris Patton. This book is dedicated to my wife Lavender, who gave up her career so that I could go to Hong Kong, who helped me hugely in my work as governor, and who loved Hong Kong as much as I did. Acknowledgements. Sadly, in the light of circumstances in Hong Kong today, I cannot, in their own interest, name many people in the city who have helped to keep me in touch with what has happened there, a story of broken promises and totalitarian vandalism. In London, I'm particularly grateful to Hugh Davis and Charles Parton for their regular insights into what is happening in Hong Kong and in China as a whole. Johnny Patterson of Hong Kong Watch has helped provide me with information and has checked some of my facts. And I've also benefited from the ubiquitous advocacy of human rights of Ben Rogers, who helped to found this excellent organization. My agent, Jim Gill, has been professionally helpful and supportive once again. Above all, I've benefited from the wisdom of Stuart Prophet, the Prince of Editors, who makes me work hard despite my grumbles. At Penguin, Alice Skinner has been incredibly diligent and encouraging in moments when I've been sharing my study with the black dog. Alice's sister Lucy came heroically to my aid at a difficult time to decipher and type my gnomic handwriting. I'd also like to express my gratitude to Anya Gordon, Mark Hansley, Rebecca Lee, Emma Lubega, and Penn Vogler. 25 years ago, when my writing was bad, but not quite as awful as it is today, the original diaries were typed up either from my manuscripts or from tapes by two former PAs, Dame Shirley Oxenbury and the Reverend Frieda Evans. They did tremendous work. All the members of my family, as ever, have been terrific. Kate and Alice have helped me to acquire some vague notion of how to use the technology on which I have been obliged to depend. Laura has cheered us all up and helped to keep everyone, but me, quite fit. Lavender has read every word of these diaries and has been available with advice 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as my technological and moral backup, as I have shouted and raged at clouds, dragons, laptops, iPads, and all the rest of this 21st century stuff, which was very competently installed and humoured by Chris Edwards. Martin Dinham and Edward Llewellyn, who shared these years, have read a lot of the text of my edited diary, but any errors or solecisms are my responsibility alone. Penny Rankin and Anna Alcroft have looked after what has been left of the rest of my life, public and private. My most profound thanks go above all to those who worked with me in Hong Kong to try to protect and preserve what their city had been promised by a malevolent Communist Party. The people of Hong Kong were kind to me and to my family. They made us welcome in their own homes, and I hope that one day they will be able to read these diaries and see how much their future mattered to so many of those of us who were given responsibility for them by events of an earlier age, which no one today would seek to defend or condone. Forward. As one of Britain's and America's leading historians, Simon Sharma contends history is an argument. The pity is that it is an argument that too often reflects attitudes and even prejudices already held, rather than a balanced scrutiny of evidence and narrative. This is even more so when our interpretation of the past has critical significance for the present. The story of Hong Kong, where I spent 5 years as the last British governor, has some bearing on a contemporary argument about empire which carries the battle scars of preconceptions and facile generalizations. No one today, as I said in my farewell speech in Hong Kong on the 30th of June 1997, would seek to just...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?